No company's safe anymore. The boy genius has leaked all your info. Yeah, son.
What's up, y'all? This is the one and only boy genius of the boygeniusreport.com. I'm here with my fellow gadget fiend, Just Blaze, who needs no introduction because he's so famous. But yeah, we're here in Baseline Studios, about to get into BGR Radio Part 3. But before we start getting into everything, we wanted to tell y'all something. Matter of fact, let's just let this ride the whole time. Yeah, let's let it ride. Okay.
Jobs. Quickie Mart. Oh, hang out with Jay and Silent Bob. Sell marijuana to the locals. Fame and fortune and everything that goes with it. But it's been no bed of roses. No bed of roses. We struggle, we work hard. Do what we do. We hope you appreciate it.
He's on the Boy Genius Berry right now.
Yeah.
I'm drinking Crystal Light. Shout out to Crystal Light. Raspberry Ice, Fruit Punch, Berry Splash, Iced Tea. I hate the lemony lemonade, though. So anyway, what's happening? What's new?
I mean, I'm just...
Just took a giant dump on the entire Gadget Blog game about an hour ago.
Yeah, I mean, it's your favorite Gadget Blog's favorite Gadget Blog, right?
Yeah, right.
So we had to... I had to come right over here just because of... I couldn't even stay in the crib. Like, I was messed up. I needed to go out and do something. So the background story is that we just posted this BlackBerry flip phone, which is codenamed the Kickstarter or whatever it is. And I've been hearing about it. Yeah, but I've been hearing about it for a while. You know, like people are saying, RIM's making a clamshell device. And it's hard to process that. You know what I mean? Like, from what they've always traditionally done, it's always just that one sort of model. But, so yeah, people are saying they're making a clamshell device, they're making the flip phone. It's going to look like the Razer. It's going to, you know, this and that. So I'm about to publish something, and I actually was going to run it tomorrow morning. And all of a sudden, one of my guys hits me, and he has the pictures for the actual thing.
That's what's hard.
But what's so crazy is that usually, like, by the time that I get pictures, it's at least a little bit down the road. You know what I mean? It's not breaking the actual device.
Yeah.
So for the first time of anyone even hearing it, you've
you
now
already
got
had
a
the
picture of
it
the
up.
Actual joint. Yes.
Yeah, that's
which is why it was so crazy. And on top of that, we leaked the whole thing yesterday with the BlackBerry 9000, the whole like entire
rundown.
Spec sheet. Yes. So, you know, like, and shout out to my AT&T people right there for supplying everything. But
yeah, there's,
you know, so it's gotten really crazy on the RIM side.
Yeah, well, you know, I think they know they've got to pull out every gun they have right now because
right. So the question is, are they being easier on the leaks just because they want to generate a lot of hype? my first reaction would be no, just because of how tight, you know, of a security company RIM is when it comes to that sort of stuff.
Yeah, but you also have to realize, I think they're really trying to, you know, as we all see with things like the Pearl and the Curve, they're also going very hard for that consumer market right now. And I think in order to do that, they're going to have to compete with the iPhone.
That's the number one thing. Yes.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy because there's almost no other phone to compete with at this point.
Right.
You know, but
well, I mean, there's Windows Mobile, but yes, in terms of a phone, everyday consumer, like narrowing it down,
the iPhone has taken off so far in such a short amount of time. You know, even though they're good on the corporate side, you know, the as far as the consumer side of things, if they want to play that game, they've got to play that game.
Yeah, I mean, they definitely do, but it doesn't seem right to me just because of how far out we are.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Something like six months down the road.
But you have that 3G iPhone is around the corner. There's news on it every day.
Right. So, and the worst part is that that's coming out before the 9000.
Right.
And here's the thing. Is that there's a 9000, that's a 3G BlackBerry that we all know and love. There's this new clamshell one. There's something else which I'm not going to go into right now.
Touch. Touch. Oh, sorry. I wasn't supposed to say that.
But it's all good. So we got that one, and then now there's also a new device. I forgot the code name off the top of my head, but it's basically the 9000 without 3G.
Oh.
So they're launching a brand new QWERTY device without 3G, and the reason being is that's basically gonna replace the masses, quote unquote, devices.
Right.
So you know, when you're a company and you have an 8800 or you have a Curve.
Right.
They're going to replace that with that cheaper one.
Gotcha.
Instead of going out and spending $300 or $400 or $500 on a 9000.
I mean, how much does that 3G chipset cost that is going to make that much of a price difference?
I mean, they're.
I can see them making a cameraless version.
But at the end of the day, I guess it's gonna change the price at least enough for them to want to do it.
Well, yeah, I guess if you're a company buying 5,000 units and you're saving $10 on each unit.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So it's them trying to just keep up on what they're doing.
Right.
But the other thing is that there's been this thing online about RIM hiring a Mac engineer, a software developer, a programmer. So, and I sort of know the answer to this just because of talking to some people.
Right.
But you know, the first thing in everyone's mind is some sort of BlackBerry Connect or BlackBerry interface and software for the iPhone. So you now have RIM, who's basically laughed off the iPhone.
Right.
You know, and secretly they were scared, I'm sure.
Oh,
just like every
to be.
Single company was. But you have this company that now has publicly sort of taken shots at it, and that's fine. But now you have them sort of going to the other direction of saying,
it's powerful. It's smart, though.
And it's selling so well that we have to support
this. It's a smart move, exactly.
Or people are going to leave us and just use Exchange.
When you get to the point where the iPhone is Exchange capable, which we all know is happening in the 2.0 firmware, you have to just at this point say, okay, anybody we can't get to stay over here or to come over here, we've got to still get our claws under or keep our hands you know, on that side of the market.
No, definitely.
So that's really the smartest thing to do, because really, I mean, my major issue with the iPhone was no AIM and no Exchange email.
Mm-hmm.
So with the Exchange email coming and obviously the instant messaging is coming, I may not be using my Curve that much anymore.
Yeah, I mean,
to have my BlackBerry email address.
Right. Well, that's the other thing. They screw you, so you can't really take that with you. But here's the number one thing, honestly, about the BlackBerry. It's the BlackBerry Messenger. For me.
Yeah.
Does BlackBerry Messenger
work with BlackBerry Connect?
No. No, it's just the email.
So
that's the only... No, honestly, though, that's the only... I have literally probably 100 people on my BlackBerry Messenger.
See, I have 4.
And I like the setup. I like knowing when the message is delivered.
Right.
Knowing it's read.
It's a very clean setup.
Sending pictures, sending voice notes. I like that.
Yeah.
So, but see, here's the other flip side, is that if RIM actually does a quote-unquote iChat application, I'm sure they're going to do file sending. And they're going to do...
Right.
If they do the video conferencing, it's game over.
Why has nobody done that yet?
In the U.S.,
yeah,
it's the network. AT&T doesn't support that protocol yet.
But it's really just a data connection.
It isn't. It's some sort of standard that they don't support yet. The reason why it would work on the iPhone, technically, if they did it, is that it would just use data, like you said.
Right.
That would be a data connection. But the way that it works currently is an actual sort of protocol.
Right.
And that's
But this is my thing. I hear what you're saying. But, like, with my Singular or my Verizon or whoever, the 3G card, that I have in my MacBook, I can get on iChat and chat with somebody because just using data.
Sure.
So it's really just a matter of somebody writing an application for the phone. Is it?
Well, you know, no, it's easy. It's easy to answer. It's because that you can't create those applications to the point where they'll work well. Think of any Windows mobile phone you've ever used in your life.
Right.
And imagine that sort of software. Your phone would crash and burn in your
hands.
I guess
the processor couldn't handle it.
Not even that. It's the way that the architecture of that operating system works.
I don't know,
streaming video, continuous, two ways.
All right, so what about the Nokia?
No way. Which one?
Say like the N95 or something.
Well, hasn't it been done? It can't.
I think you don't think the N95 can handle that?
No.
I stream video at least one way. I stream video.
Quick, yeah.
I stream video with Quick with the N95.
Sure.
So why couldn't I do that to another phone?
I don't think it could handle it.
You don't think?
Nah.
I don't know, but that phone.
Let's put out a challenge. How much money you want to put up? Let's get someone to make it.
If somebody were to do that,
N95. We'll leave it easy. We're not going to say a BlackBerry or Windows. We'll say N95. Symbian.
I'd like to go Windows Mobile.
Nah, no? You're getting excited. That you can't do that. I'm telling you right now. It would be, you know, there would have been more feature rich.
Right. So what do you say? Like a grand?
I'll do a grand too.
All right, grand up. Anybody who can do that for
$2,000.
That's two grand. A grand on each side.
Let's go.
You get a grand from JB, you get a grand from BG. All you gotta do is make it happen. ASAP. I guess this is an official announcement.
There you go.
$2,000 to the first person who can code something that will do video chat on an N95. But wait, didn't something just happen? I don't keep up with Nokia and Symbian too much.
Right.
But I thought I saw something where they just recently figured out how to get rid of unsigned applications, but you don't have to have a signed application.
Yeah, we actually posted
that.
And basically what it is, it's sort of like a ROM flash,
right,
as far as I understand. So you flash it, and then from then on, it doesn't actually have to do anything like that.
So you don't have to wait for a signed
you know, cert or whatever it is. You don't have to worry about that anymore.
You can just go make it, install it on the phone, and go.
But, I mean, nowadays, most applications are signed anyway.
Right.
So even if it's a free signature, they still wait for it and then get it from Nokia. But now it opens up the doors to anyone who wants to make anything. You're in.
All right, so there you go. $2,000. Get it popping. Next up. What else is happening?
I don't know, man. There's just a lot going on, right?
Grand Theft Auto is crashing.
What do you mean?
You didn't hear about that?
No.
Like,
I haven't even opened mine yet.
Yeah, I barely have played
it. I'm stuck on the Mario Kart, honestly, personally.
Apparently, a lot of discs went out with errors.
Wow.
And people, like, it's one of the first cutscenes in the movie or whatever. I mean, in the game, you put it in and it just freezes. And it doesn't just freeze, but you can just hit reset.
You have to take the power out.
You have to literally turn the system off, pull the plug out or whatever, and then start it back up.
What they do in sales? 400 million, right?
What?
You didn't hear that? The first week, 400 million.
It only came out 2 days ago.
No, but that's what they're going to do the first week.
Wow.
I heard it's the biggest launch of anything. A movie, a book, a game.
Something else had the record before that. Was it Halo 3? I think Halo 3 had the record for that. Like,
biggest
debut.
That was like 200 million or something.
Biggest debut of anything in entertainment.
400 million?
Yo, Lance, holla at me. Shout out to my man Lance at Rockstar.
I mean, that's why they're holding out on the EA thing.
Yeah, but to say that's why EA's
2 billion, go fuck yourself.
Yo, EA, whatever. I had no comments.
Right, there you go.
Evil Empires.
What was that? What was the game you just did before? Ballers?
NBA Ballers. NBA Ballers is out this week. We'll talk a little bit about that. I did the whole score for the game. Chuck D from the Legendary Public Enemy did all the voiceovers.
Who's Chuck D?
Chuck D from the Legendary Public Enemy. Pow! I need a overdouble gunshot right there. Mr. Chuck, shout out to Mr. Chuck. He did all the voiceover work for the game and all the announcement work.
Nice.
One of the cool things about the interface, the implementation of the music in the game is it's not just music that's playing while you're in the background while you're playing ball.
Right, it's not just random music that
just comes one of the cool things about it is that the music actually changes according to the gameplay.
That's hot.
So, like, if me and you were playing a game right now and I'm up, the music will go one way. So, like, basically, the way we did it, it's three tracks in one. You have your main bed of music.
They have it up and down.
And then, what happens is if player one starts winning, player one has a specific soundtrack or set of sounds that will play along with that main music bed.
Wow.
If player two starts winning, player one's music will go away.
So just a variation of that bass.
Right. It's like, but the thing about it was really hard to create that because basically you're creating three tracks that have to be able to switch and play at any given time.
Right.
Excuse me. And then I think when it gets to be crunch time, the music actually changes again. It speeds up, and there's like a different intensity to the music. It's kind of ill the way they put the system together, you know, but it just made it that much harder, because
right.
when I did work like this before, it was cool. just like, make tracks.
Exactly. And we'll and play them where they fit. Yeah, exactly.
Now it's like, you have to make tracks that fit with the map that you're playing on, and that change according to what player is winning.
So you had probably 3-4 variations of each track.
Of every track.
And how many total?
Oh, man. We did something like 30.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. It's the most I've ever done.
That's crazy.
But it worked out well. And it's in stores now, so go pick that up.
There you go.
And check out, just on a video game tip, I just saw something really interesting, same company. Mortal Kombat versus DC.
Comics?
Yeah.
That's hot.
Like, so it's like Sub-Zero cool. and Batman were going at it, which is kind of, at first cool. I thought it was really
no,
weird.
No, that's kind of cool, though.
But it was kind of hot. And then
it's
I,
on
then
Xbox?
It,
or just
it's,
PS?
I think it's coming out on both, like this fall. But it was kind of ill, because when I thought about it, I'm like, that's just kind of like a modern day version of Marvel versus Street Fighter versus Capcom. So I think that'll be pretty dope.
That's hot.
I got my money on Batman. Either Batman or Scorpion. I'm trying to think. Who did I used to use in Mortal Kombat? Yeah, Scorpion. Scorpion and Liu Kang. Shout out to Liu Kang. Hello, Liu Kang. What else? What else is going on? I'm drawing blanks right now, and it's not like I don't read these blogs every day. Yeah. Hold on, let's just take a look. Go to the trusty MacBook.
Oh, you know what was crazy?
What's that?
The T-Mobile 3G launch in New York City.
Yo, what the? Yo, listen.
With no data.
I understand what it probably is.
With no data.
I understand what it probably is.
With no data.
Now, first of all, they got those lines from the government, and the government was like, chill out, because
right.
we're
still
using it.
They paid something like $14 billion for the exactly. spectrum, and then it was actually five, I think, government agencies.
Right.
Secret Service, FBI.
Exactly.
And they basically told T-Mobile to go screw themselves until they were done.
Until they were done using it.
Right. They finally got it.
My thing is, I think maybe they only got...
No.
You don't
no.
think they... So you no. think the government's handed over the
no.
whole thing?
Yes. As soon as T-Mobile wants to flip that switch, my understanding is that they've had the towers in place for a long time.
Right.
They've just been waiting on that actual go-ahead. They're ready to go. They're just scared. Seriously. I'm just telling you.
It's all going
to
come crashing
yes.
down?
Yes. That's the only logical thing.
Well,
or
they probably haven't even had a chance to really test anything because
well,
the government's
no.
had it all locked.
No, they've been testing. But what I'm saying, and this has been said online, and it's probably accurate, is that they don't have any data devices. All they have is 3G phones.
Right.
It's not like they have a 3G BlackBerry weighed in a rock.
Right,
you know, it's
right,
not like they have
right,
a Windows
right.
mobile phone. They have these shitty Nokia
yeah,
3G phones. And
you got plenty of people, though, like myself, who have unlocked 3G phones who would like to be able to use
work.
Them. Oh, that's right, because it's 1700,
won't
right?
Won't work.
Is it 1700?
1700, I think, down and 2100 up.
No, I'm talking about the frequency.
Yeah, it's two different ones.
Huh?
Yeah, there's up and down. Yeah.
So...
No, but don't get excited, because the other one doesn't work either.
No, I'm just saying, that's just awkward.
It's all screwed up.
Wow.
They're losing right now.
And you know, the funny thing is, I was kind of hyped when I first read the news.
Why does your mic
it?
Sound so much better than mine?
I don't know.
That's cool. I'm just fucking with you.
Maybe it's because I have that golden voice.
I mean, possibly.
The ladies love it. You see, AT&T is preparing a green Sony Ericsson.
Yeah.
What is it? St. Patrick's Day was two
yeah,
months ago.
Exactly.
SMT5700 finally launching on AT&T. What?
It was supposed to be a
yeah,
cheap
like
smartphone
two years
a year
ago. Yeah.
And then it would have been hot.
Peace.
Yeah.
Peace out, AT&T. I don't understand this. What is this Nokia N95?
It means nothing to you.
Okay.
Absolutely nothing.
We're recruiting an iPhone developer. We already hit on that.
Right.
T-Mobile sucks ass. And let's keep going. Yo, T-Mobile, I love y'all, but I hate you.
Yeah. Oh, how about the new Sidekicks coming out in July? Two new Sidekicks.
But has anybody seen any?
I haven't said this. There's supposed to be a price drop today on the LX and the Slide.
Really?
I forgot to post it.
Has anybody...
But it's not much.
Are there any renders of the new devices yet?
Zero.
Nothing?
No. There's a red Sidekick Slide coming out.
Yeah,
soon.
I saw that.
There's a Tony Hawk Edition LX, and then there's going to be supposedly two new Sidekicks coming out in July. My bet's that they'd have 3G.
Right.
That's just personally.
I would think.
If they did not,
but then again, the Sidekick's always kind of been like...
No, they have to do it. They have to do
they
it.
They have to do a 3G Sidekick.
Something.
But I think
I
if
mean,
they do
people,
that...
Dude, the Sidekick 4 should have been the Sidekick 3. Yeah. I mean, you can't pull this shit anymore. Mm-hmm. You can't do it. The times have changed.
I mean,
like, you cannot do it anymore.
It's crazy to me
it
that...
It makes me mad that people get away with this shit. No, I'm serious.
It drives me crazy because
I want to like it, and I do, but I can't
mess
with it.
I appreciated the Sidekick LX when it finally came out with the nice screen.
Yes.
But then I said, wait a minute.
It's the same shit.
No, it's not even that, but it just then it hit me that it took them that long to get a decent screen on a Sidekick.
And they made it bigger.
Yeah. Like, in this day and age?
Yeah, I mean, get it together.
Peace out, Rim.
But see, what do you think about the Microsoft thing, though?
What about Microsoft thing?
They bought Danger for $500 million.
Oh.
So now they're trying to integrate that into their whole lifestyle. I wonder how that's going to play out. Like, you know, the Zoom, the Xbox,
the Windows
Mobile. How does that come together? I don't see it working.
I mean,
they're going to do is they're going to use it probably... What Danger's really good at is that server side.
Right.
So that's, I think...
I think they'll probably implement some of that into Windows Mobile. I don't think you're going to see a Windows Mobile Sidekick device. No. Then again...
They'll borrow, I'm sure.
You never know. A Windows Mobile style... I mean, a Sidekick style device with the flip screen or the slide screen or whatever. That form factor.
Danger owns that
patent. That form factor running Windows Mobile.
It's not a bad idea.
Or some kind of extension of Windows Mobile. That might not be bad.
That'd be cool.
Because Windows Mobile is definitely, in my opinion, the best. I don't want to say the best. You can do the most with Windows Mobile out of all the operating systems on a phone. However,
in terms of form factors?
No. I'm talking about in terms of the operating system itself. Hacking it, changing registries, or things like that.
I'm officially stop talking to you right now.
Nah, but I didn't say it was the best to use. I think it's the most capable, like, as far as customizing.
Not the most.
And getting,
okay.
But it's the worst to actually use. Like, just trying to navigate through
it. It's horrible.
It was cool when I first got turned on to them back in, like, 2001. It was nice. But in this day and age where people are tilting their phones and, you know what I mean, just
flicking. It's not going to work anymore.
Yeah, it's like, come on, Pete.
From what I've seen, Windows Mobile 7 looks to be awesome.
Yeah.
Completely redesigned, really, you know what I mean?
Right.
It's supposed to be what people have been asking for.
Right, yeah, because, like, my financial advisor, I sold him super hard on the Kaiser. Yeah, I sold him super hard on the Tilt before it came out.
Right.
You know, and then when he got it, he was like a Trio 650 guy.
Yeah,
so he was like, dude, I love it. And then like a week later, he's like, I want to break this thing. I can't get through it. If I want to go to my contacts, I got to go through like five different pages, and I got to hit this little X to close things.
Well, that's the problem is that they've never allowed people in to optimize. And HTC is obviously the best that does it.
Right.
But there's still nothing that they really get into.
And on top of that, it's still sitting on top of it.
Exactly.
It's not like an integral part of the system.
They don't let people into the core and actually let people really customize it. Which is sort of where Android comes into play, though.
Right, right,
right. What do you think about Android?
I don't know yet.
I think it's a big
uphill battle. I think it's going to be... Yeah, it's like... I love the idea and the principle. As far as it... It's no iPhone killer.
Oh, no, definitely not. But
at all.
But here's the thing. It's not necessarily a Windows Mobile killer either.
Right.
Because there's no exchange support.
I think it's going to be like Linux to Mac OS or Windows.
It'll be bigger than that. I think for the consumers, it'll be big.
You think it's going to be big for the consumers?
Yeah, because it's
I don't know.
Well, here's the thing, is that you now have Windows Mobile.
It would have,
again.
You know,
different form factors, different devices, carriers.
It would take a killer actual device for it to be... A potential anything killer. In other words, the idea of the operating system is great, but unless you have a super ill phone itself,
No, I agree. I was just talking to somebody the other day about it, and I don't even know if it's you or whatever, but basically said, like, even if it's the same OS, if you just give people cool phones, they'll buy that shit.
Right.
Like, that's the thing, is that it doesn't...
That's one of the things, like, even though people talk about...
There are people like us that really appreciate
what
goes on, but there's other idiots out there that, you know, normal, they're just going to buy a phone because
it's like
cool.
The Steve Jobs reality distortion field is in full effect when he comes through with the iPhone. It's glass.
No, but
it's
aluminum.
But I was going to say, even though a lot of it is smoke and mirrors, a lot can also be said for one of the selling points of that phone is just the design itself.
Okay, forget the design. My whole point is I don't care who it's made by. If it was made by RIM, Nokia, a no-name company, that phone is the best phone in the world, hands down.
No, I agree with you.
And I'm not saying that on some fanboy stuff. Like, I don't give a
shit. I agree with you
100%. I use a Mac. I use PCs. I use Blackberries. I use everything.
I'm just saying
from the way it was done.
From the bottom up, UI to the design, everything.
Works.
Like, I remember when I used to carry a Sidekick in an iPhone. And I would always kind of play the iPhone to the side, really, because it just didn't have exchange support.
Right.
So I'd mostly be on my Sidekick or whatever Windows Mobile device I was using, and I might not use my iPhone outside of using it as an iPod for like 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
Then for whatever reason, I'll pick it up and start using it again, and then I'm like, dude, what am I doing?
Yeah, I mean, it's just a different. So okay, well,
but like I said, I think the whole thing is Steve Jobs definitely does have his reality distortion field up at times. But,
well, he has that to draw you in.
Right.
After he draws you in, then if it's shit, it's
right,
shit.
Right, it is. But, like, my point in saying that was, is that even if the iPhone didn't have half of the capabilities that it did, mm-hmm. in terms of the user interface,
it's still
the design itself, yeah. the fact that yeah. it was thin, yeah. small, metal, glass.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. To this day, it's the best designed phone, period.
Right, and when you look at something yeah. like, I know there's nobody's actually said, hey, this is going to be the flagship Android phone. Mm-hmm. But if you look at the prototypes and things that we have seen, they've all looked terrible.
Yeah.
You know, I've seen like two or three.
Yeah.
And they're all just like, they look like blackjacks.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's also go back to the whole point of controlling the software and the hardware.
Right.
You know, Microsoft, they're probably going to jump in soon.
Right. Yeah. You know, it's like, at the end of the day,
probably
I think
take a Toshiba and rebrand it for the first time.
Exactly.
But you got to give it to Microsoft. They always get it right the second time.
Yeah. Nah, they killed with the 360.
Yes.
You know, like.
Even the Zoom's doing okay. I mean, it's yeah. I would never use it.
But and they
it's,
gave
it's,
me
it's
one.
Better. Yeah.
They gave me one when they first launched it. They gave me the doodoo brown one. And which I actually requested. I didn't really want the other colors. I just thought it looked cool and kind of like, oh, like Three. It reminded me of Three's Company. Or,
you would.
It's kind of like Jack Tripper pulling out his iPod. You know, check this out, girls. But
rest in peace.
The rest in peace, Jack Tripper. It was cool, but it was like they're not there yet. But like you
right.
said, it was a gigabit, right?
Yeah, they were brand new. That.
You know, second time around, they got a little bit better. If they decide to give it a third go around, you know, I think at this point it's the same deal. I think if they give it another try, mm-hmm. they've got to go harder with the form factor and the design.
See, I think it's the opposite. I think it's their Zoom marketplace and how yeah. fucked up it is.
See, I've never
and
even
the,
used
and
it.
The points conversion.
I know, but I do know that I hate using the Xbox marketplace.
See, I don't mind that. I like that.
No, but it's just the same thing with the points.
Oh, yeah, no, the points are ridiculous.
Yeah,
the fact that it's not even a dollar to a point, so you got to...
Right.
Horrible. Completely horrible.
It's like, yo...
It's almost the same problem with Amazon, is that they have the awesome music...
Right.
...with DRM-free...
Right.
...but navigating and buying it is such shit...
Exactly.
...that I don't want to waste my time. I'd rather pay the extra stuff. I'm only going to use it on my iPod and Apple shit anyway.
Exactly.
So I'll buy it on iTunes.
Buy it on iTunes.
Right.
My thing is, it's like... I didn't really mind the whole point system and the Microsoft Marketplace idea too much... Until I actually just went and checked out the PlayStation Network mm-hmm. and how their whole thing is set up, and
or
it's
even
like,
the Wii. It's just
see, I've never been online with the Wii.
Yeah, it's at least an equal conversion,
right? Well, my thing is just like
you know,
Tekken came out for the PlayStation downloadable, $20. Okay, let's do it.
Right, they and actually I'm, show you a dollar.
Yeah,
figure.
Here's my credit so card. Here's my $20,000
points. What the hell equals 18,000
exactly.
points?
Then you're sitting there like
right.
18,000 points equals $24.95. All right, why?
Right.
Why not just tell me it costs $25 and
or
let me give you my credit card?
$2,495 or whatever
right.
it is, something equal.
Right, but it's like, you know, yeah. I feel like I'm in Japan right now converting, or I'm in Korea
yeah,
converting yen to yuan
yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah, no, I agree.
To dollars.
Yes.
So yeah, Microsoft, fix that, please. Yes. And matter of fact, speaking of Microsoft and Xbox Live,
right.
and shout out to the one dude that's trying to help me out. I can't remember his name
oh,
off the top
Christ,
of my head.
Here we go.
Nah, but look.
Here we go.
Yo, I walk
you know
in
what?
One day.
Don't sign up with so many email addresses.
No. I used my Hotmail address.
Which you don't remember the password to.
No, I do. And it says that there's no Xbox account linked to that email address.
Oh, they fucked you then.
Yeah, that's what I walked in one night, and I went to go play Call of Duty like I always do when I come home from the stool. And it told me that there was a problem with my account. Something wrong with my billing information. I'm like, yo, I have like damn near a lifetime account. Like,
right.
This just should never be a problem. It's paid for eons. So I go... I'm like, all right, let's fix this. Go to account management. I go to click on account management. Xbox resets. Try it again. It doesn't reset this time, and the screen just goes blank, and it takes me back to the main homepage. So I sat there doing this for about an hour, and I go to check online with my email address, and then it tells me that it's not a valid email address. I only set up my MSN account or Hotmail or whatever. I only set that up for the purpose of using with Xbox.
Sure, yeah.
So, because they used to make you have to like
right.
do a passport thing
right,
or whatever.
Right.
So, you couldn't use Gmail or anything like that back then, I don't think. I only made this account for that.
And now it's not a valid
Yeah, now email. It's not a valid account. My account is wiped out.
Wait, so you lost your username too?
Yeah, like, and if I try to sign up with that username again, it says it's already taken.
Can you recover it?
No, I tried it on 4. I thought maybe my Xbox was broken.
Wait, so you don't have your Xbox account password? Or
no,
so
it does.
Why can't, let's say you bought a new Xbox. And
I tried
and
that.
You said recover.
And because when you go to recover gamer tag, they want that email address and that password.
I see.
And then it comes back and tells you. So I went online, And it said, oh, yeah, we'll take this, you know, we'll take this name and let's set up an Xbox account for you. I'm like, I already have one. So it's like my account never existed.
That's crazy.
And I don't normally wouldn't care because I only had maybe about 30 friends on it, 20 friends on it. But just all my Call of Duty, like, I got to unlock all those guns again.
Yeah, that's true.
Very whack. Microsoft, Bill Gates, I don't know about you right now. You know, but shout out to the Console Kings. They actually gave me the Grand Theft Auto 4 edition Xbox with the custom artwork and the whole deal. I think Microsoft made like 500 of them. So I got one of those, and they gave me a free Xbox account with that, or Xbox Live account with that. So I might just have to sign on with that one. If I can remember the name of the account, I would say it right now. I think it's Just Blaze K. Yeah, Just Blaze KKZ. Console Kings. It may be Just Space Blaze Space KKZ, or it may just be all one word, Just Blaze KKZ. Try that. You might catch me online. You know, we can get some Call of Duty cracking.
There you go.
Some Fight Night. If you're still playing that. I haven't played Fight Night in months. Yeah, that's about it on that front. What else is going on? Rogers. Yeah, hey, Canadians, welcome to the iPhone game.